1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday. Let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. And if you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, where'd it go? Where am I going? Okay. Get started here. One of the big stories today is American F-16 jets ended up intercepting four Russian warplanes near Alaska. They said it was over in the it was over in American airspace, and but I guess NORAD says it was a routine incident. Okay. So it's, hey, I'm going to say sometimes things happen where, because of an incident, there ends up becoming a reaction that ends up being positive because of a negative reaction. Does that make sense? So, in this situation particularly, I'm thinking because Biden botched the balloon situation so poorly, what's happened is we've actually had a positive reaction since then. Like, now the Biden administration is more determined and more set than ever before to secure our airspace after the balloon, you know, passed over all of the United States. Now they are going to be really securing the airspace. That's one of the things I'm like, well, maybe because of the balloon thing, it might end up being a benefit to us, like to our airspace and stuff. So that's just what I'm thinking is kind of a, I don't know. We shot down three objects that weren't even from China over the weekend. Now we're intercepting Russian warplanes that are nearing the Alaskan border. Like, these are all things we have not seen from this administration before. And I think it's a positive turn of events that occurred because of the balloon debacle. So you never know. All right, so we're getting more details pertaining to the balloon pressure. Apparently, the president, briefed the senators pertaining to this, and not just the balloon incident, but also those other objects that we destroyed. Rumors are, we still don't have any confirmation to the public, just the senators have the details, but rumors are some of these things were Iranian made drones. Does not mean they were from Iran. Doesn't mean Iran was flying those drones over Michigan airspace, but they were Iranian made. And so they're still considered unidentified objects, at least to you and me. So there we go. Russia-Ukraine update. Ukraine says it's repelled Russian attacks in eastern Luhansk. Russia has deployed 97% of its army in Ukraine, but still struggling to advance. That's according to the UK. And then, you know, that goes right back to what we talked about months ago with this battle, this war, is that I think Russia isn't as powerful of a foe as what we may have given them credit for. That, you know, we look at their struggles. I mean, part of it you want to give Ukraine credit, but at the same time, let's be serious. If the United States of America wanted to march its way into Kyiv, do you think we would have gotten, like, do you think it would have been a struggle this long? No, come on. No. And so to see Russia struggling like this, it just reminded me of 20 years ago when they went into Afghanistan, and they ended up having to, battle there for 10 years against the Taliban, and then eventually just gave up. And I just got a sense that this is what this is going to be as well. I just hope it's not going to be 10 years. Elon Musk is hoping to find somebody to be the CEO of Twitter by the end of the year. And I got a couple other stories for you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear throughout Pensacola. Highway 29 north and southbound lanes also moving smoothly. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you guessed it, you're going to see slow-moving traffic on the bridge. That's going to be due to construction. Eastbound is only open one direction. And 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Once you get through the Nature Preserve, you are going to see slow-moving traffic as you're heading towards Gondolier Boulevard, Three Mile Bridge, and Garcon Point Bridge, checking in clear. If you see something else on the roads, you see an accident, have details, give me a call to our traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So some of the other stories here is the death toll of Turkey and Syria now up over 40,000, 41,000 actually. so now it's, unfortunately, you had entire apartment blocks where the apartments completely collapsed, and that's where they're trying to find a lot of people still. But now they're not rescuing as many people as they are finding just deceased, unfortunately. We mentioned yesterday Dianne Feinstein, how she announced her retirement from Congress, and that she seemed to be unaware of her retirement announcement. Tiger Woods has made his return. He admits he's a little bit rusty in playing. And then health concerns are hitting Ohio. Ohio residents are concerned about air health and water health after that train derailed and released all those chemicals. Now, we haven't really talked about this a whole lot here on this station or on this show. But, you know, one of the bizarre things, I've got a story here a little bit later about the chemicals that were released and what these types of chemicals are. And one of the bizarre things about it is when you see a lot of the news stories pertaining to it, they're like train derailed, chemicals released in the air, or chemicals released in the air because train derailed. But they're missing one little point right there, which is the government released the chemicals. They were afraid that the chemicals being held in the containers would create an explosion. So the government leaders are the ones that said, go ahead and release the chemicals. And I think that's one of the things that's got a lot of people very bothered. And it's like they want evidence that like it needed to be released. Well, we got some details about what those chemicals were coming up here a little bit later as well. Nikki Haley, we mentioned yesterday, she threw her name in the hat to run for El Presidente. She is now calling for mental tests for politicians, mental health tests for politicians. And she says, if she's president, we'll have term limits for Congress and mandatory mental competency tests for politicians over 75 years old. And yeah, I think it sounds good. I definitely like the term limits, you know that. And then here's a little sad story. Raquel Welch, the famous actress and singer, she has passed away today at the age of 82. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Oh, we got a text here. With the increase in airspace security, makes you wonder what info China gained from the first balloon. I don't know if it's about that or if it's just about the embarrassment of the way they handled it. and it was able to cross the entire continental United States, and it just made him look incompetent. Whether it was or not, because he was trying to follow, the president was trying to follow the Pentagon's advice, don't, you know, the debris could injure somebody, so he was trying to follow the advice, but when 75% of Americans think that was the bad choice, and many of those were even Democrats, then you look like you botched it. And so I think this is a strong show of force in order to try to erase those concerns. And that's just my thoughts, though. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder,
thunder,
thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder.
Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, Independence for the Blind's Eyeball coming up March 11th at 6 o'clock at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach in the ballroom. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets to help provide programming for the clients and reach maximum independence in their lives. Check out more information on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. The Department of Justice is not going to criminally charge Congressman Matt Gaetz. The Florida Republican was being investigated for potential sex trafficking. His office confirmed no charges were going to be coming in the case. The 19-year-old gunman who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year has been sentenced to life in prison. The judge who announced the sentence said his hateful ideology has no place in society. U.S. fighter jets intercepted Russian aircrafts off of Alaska's coast on Monday. North American Aerospace Defense Command used two F-16s to intercept two Russian bombers and two fighters after they entered the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone. And the skies have been clear of any flying objects recently, according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. This comes after objects were shot down after they floated over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron. Bobby, is this going to be one of those things where we just have like a whiteboard counter, like days since last unidentified object shot down?
I tell you what, there's been a lot of things recently. It's not just that. It's not just the unidentified objects, but we have this train derailment that I was just talking about. And then now in Arizona, there was a truck that overturned that released toxic chemicals, and they ordered the area to be evacuated.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're having a whole bunch of stuff dealing with air, you know, whether it be chemicals or toxic gases in the air or balloons or unidentified objects. So it's a lot of things we're looking up in the sky for right now.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like just all of a sudden, you know. But yes, I don't really know what's going to go on. Apparently, senators are wanting more details, though. They were briefed over this, and I guess they weren't satisfied with the briefing. They're wanting more details.
Are we shooting a Top Gun 3 and nobody said anything to anybody about it? Or
okay.
I don't know. It's my theory.
Where's Tom Cruise? Somebody track down Tom Cruise. See what he's doing. So, all right, thanks, Joe. Let's get to Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear right now on I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes are also looking good. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. That's going to be on the bridge due to construction, as well as Scenic Highway. We have a patch of slow traffic at East Olive Road. Don't have reports of an accident just yet, but this is slow-moving traffic in the northbound direction. Again, Scenic Highway at East Olive Road. 98 leaving Pensacola, or leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slowdowns. They're starting to creep back to about Gulf Breeze Hospital. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And if you're thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth, LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, I've got an update for you on border apprehensions. That's coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pets call right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And so when we look at the southern border, we know that last year and the year before that were both record-breaking years for apprehensions and getaways, or gotaways, they call them. So how are we looking so far this year? Southern border, nearly 216,000 apprehended and gotaways reported as far as illegal entries. That's actually down 40% from December. Finally. So, there was, and the most of these are coming from El Paso and Del Rio sectors of Texas, is where the vast majority are coming through. But it was, down 40% from December. So that's fantastic. Now, it's not just overall southern border, though. Southern Florida continues to see a record of apprehensions and gotaways. We've seen this going on since about November, where there's been a huge uptick in Colombians, Cubans, Haitians, and now Dominicans and even Chinese are being apprehended in southern Florida. So the preliminary data is that the agents apprehended about 1,400 foreign nationals illegally entering Florida. They had reported about 58 getaways. Those are people who have reported to have illegally entered and got evaded or an evaded capture by law enforcement. So this data is up considerably compared to a year ago. In fact, they're saying over the past several months, it's been about a 500% increase compared to 2021. 500% increase down in southern Florida. Radio 92.3 Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two class projects that is going to provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, before we get to the top three stories, before we get to sports hit, let me get to your top three stories. So, American F-16 jets intercepted four Russian warplanes near the border of Alaska. And the initial reports I saw said that it was in American airspace. Oh boy. Elon Musk wants to find somebody to replace him at Twitter by the end of the year as the CEO, and Ohio residents have raised health concerns following the derailment of a train carrying chemicals. And next hour, I'm going to break down what those chemicals are and the effects that they can have on humans. Coming up here after our sports hit, are traditional families with a mother and a father in the home, are those dangerous to society and un-American? One Democrat congresswoman believes so. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly as well. Those are your top three stories. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on ESPN tonight at 6:30. You've got the Cleveland Cavaliers taking on the 76ers. And then at 9 o'clock, New Orleans Pelicans are going to be playing the Lakers. Boy, it's with the Lakers' stout players, hard to believe that the Pelicans have a better record than they do. Pelicans have a winning record. Lakers have a losing record. Pelicans have as good of a record as the Dallas Mavericks right now. It's like, wow, they're just quietly playing pretty good right now. NCAA men's basketball on television on ESPN2. You can check out number one Alabama playing number 10 Tennessee at 6 o'clock. Then also at 6 o'clock, number 16 Xavier plays number 11 Marquette. And number 7 Virginia plays Louisville on ESPNU. Then the later games on ESPN2, Arkansas plays Texas A&M at 8 o'clock. On Big Ten Network, number 14 Indiana plays Northwestern. Then number 22 Texas Christian, TCU, plays number 19 Iowa State. And then the late game, number 29 San Diego State University plays number 21 San Diego State University plays Fresno State. And then where did this one go? Then NCAA women's basketball, as far as ranked games on television tonight, about the only thing you can catch would be number 15 Oklahoma playing Texas Tech at 6 o'clock on ESPN plus. TNT has NHL hockey beginning at 6 o'clock. Chicago plays Toronto at 8 o'clock. Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be playing Arizona Coyotes at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, Colorado plays Minnesota on TNT. Then in your sports news, Manchester City over in the Premier League. We don't talk about that a whole lot, but Manchester City knocked off the Arsenal in a pivotal Premier League showdown. Then in baseball, Jacob DeGrom, who signed a $185 million Rangers deal, is going to miss the start of spring training. Then New Mexico State, we mentioned the other day, they shut down their men's basketball program after hazing incidents came up. The athletic director now has fired the head coach, and the owner of, not, sorry, the president of the school said that he backs the athletic director. And then finally, Michael Jordan, turning 60 years old, has made a historic $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Kind of cool. The Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin says that he didn't mean for his jacket to offend. And that is, if you haven't seen it, it was like a religious thing, but it was like a hip-hop deal. And it did not come across very good. And that got more controversy than him not telling us what the doctor said caused his heart to stop. So, okay. And then finally, Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy is interviewing for the Washington Commanders' vacant offensive coordinator role. And, you know, he was in the buzz last year of getting a head coaching job, but he wanted to return to help the Chiefs return to the Super Bowl. Well, obviously he did that, helped them win. And so for some, it's kind of a surprise. Like, why would he just be leaving the offensive coordinator role at the Chiefs to go to offensive coordinator role for the Commanders? Like, why not just stay with the Chiefs then? Because he has hit a point where I think he does want to be a head coach. And obviously he's not going to be taking over for Andy Reid anytime soon. But if you go there to the Commanders as the offensive coordinator and things may not work out for the head coach, then you got a pretty good opportunity where you could be the guy to step in. So that would be a reason for him to move on over that way. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie?
Nothing too bad to slow you down. We are still seeing slow-moving traffic on Scenic Highway. This is going to be at the intersection where Scenic Highway meets East Olive Road. There are some trees getting trimmed, and it is causing some slowdowns. That's going to be backing up almost to I-10 on Scenic. On I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, no major slowdowns to delay you, and just typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge due to construction, and 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Slowdowns are backing up to about the Gulf Breeze Hospital. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so that was your sports hit. Let me share this. So Democrat from South Dakota, State Representative Aaron Healy, So I guess Family Heritage Alliance had something they put out there on the interwebs or whatever that said that a married mother and father was the safest place for a child. A married mother and father, safest place for the child. And the and so Representative Aaron Healy, South Dakota Democrat, tweeted out, extremist group Family Heritage Alliance said this morning that the safest place for kids are in families that have a married mom and dad. What a dangerous and un-American belief, end quote. I'm like, whoa. Now, sometimes the truth can be hard to hear. And so I know with a high percentage of divorced families, sometimes it's hearing something like that does not make us feel, makes us feel a little uneasy. I mean, you're talking to a twice divorcee here. And so it makes it a little uneasy. But it doesn't change facts. And to say it's dangerous and it's un-American now. According to South Democrat Representative Aaron Healy, it's un-American to have a married mom and dad raising kids. According to Representative Aaron Healy, it's dangerous to have a married mom and dad to raise kids. And to say that that's the safest place for kids is with a married mom and dad. However, according to a federal report on child abuse and neglect, the safest place for a kid is indeed with married biological parents. They take into account physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse. And they looked at the number of children where these incidents occur per 1,000 kids. And for example, let's look at physical abuse. That happens more prevalently than emotional and sexual abuse, but in all accounts. And so let's look at that one. Physical abuse has 2.5 children per 1,000 children who are physically abused in a household with married biological parents. The next best situation is a single parent with no partner. It goes from 2.5 children up to 9 children per 1,000 are physically abused. The next best would be neither parent lives with them. So in other words, they're like foster child or adopted by somebody else. That's jumped up to 10.6. Then the next best is unmarried parents. So these are not biological parents, but they are unmarried. They are biological, but they're unmarried. That jumps up to 13.5 children per 1,000 who are physically abused. Then other married parents, living with other married parents, jumps up to 15.4. And then the worst, the shocking, jumps up to 26.2 children per 1,000. 26.2 per 1,000 are physically abused in a single parent where they're just living with their partner. By the way, that is the worst situation for physical abuse, sexual abuse, and emotional abuse. Single parent living with the partner. The best by far in all these situations is married biological parent. And this is a report that comes out from the Health and Human Services. And so, but no, according to Democrat South Dakota Representative Aaron Healy, it is a dangerous and un-American to say that the safest place for a child is with a married father and mother. And it's not always possible. Because sometimes it's not a safe environment for a child to be in there with especially the volatile married couple. So it's not always the situation. But overall, to say that it's un-American and it's dangerous, no, that's actually the opposite. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. And then, I got this list of the entertainers who made the most money in 2022, the biggest net worth. So we'll talk about that coming up next as well.
Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross. Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. Says, worst thing about having somebody like Representative Healey saying that, saying something so stupid is that people who voted for him or her is dumber than she is. Well, yes, that's the worst part. And she'll keep getting reelected, too. That's really the worst part. The worst part is that she's just going to keep getting reelected. It's like, oh, man. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We will cover money here in a minute with the highest paid entertainers of 2022. Plus, we have today's sign of the apocalypse coming up as well. But right now, let's go over to Joe for the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the gunman behind last year's deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket will serve a life sentence. The self-proposed white supremacist recently pleaded guilty to state charges after the May shooting that left 10 black people dead. Authorities in Arizona were ordering residents living within 3 miles of a toxic chemical spill to shelter in place. The tanker was carrying nitric acid and overturned in Tucson, killing the driver in the process. The acid is highly corrosive and can be deadly if inhaled. An overheated wheel bearing, possibly to blame for the Ohio train derailment. The NTSB says it appeared to be in the final stage of overheat failure moments before the derailment in East Palestine. This comes as the EPA says 3 new chemicals have been discovered at the site, which can lead to coughing, dizziness, or worse. And former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is officially in the race for president. During a campaign event in Charleston, Haley said America is ready to move past the stale ideas and faded names of the past. And I believe it was yesterday, after Governor Ron DeSantis' announcement, he holds a press conference of sorts for media members to ask whatever they want. And somebody asked him about Nikki Haley running and said, "Are you next?" And he said, "Wouldn't you like to know?"
Yeah. Yes. That's why we asked. Definitely would like to know. I do think I'm reading more and more things about Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, getting in the race, but I'm reading more about Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State under Trump, that he's definitely like making the thing, you know, getting things ready to run. And it looks like Mike Pence, who was rumored to want to throw his name in the hat, has kind of backed off a little bit since there's been this investigation over classified documents in his house and things like that. So not sure what that means for his future, if he's just going to let this die down a little bit. And then he'll throw his name in the hat or not. So we'll have to see. Gracie, what you got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are looking pretty good right now. We are still seeing some slow traffic on Scenic Highway. This is due to some trees getting trimmed in the area. So that's Scenic Highway heading northbound right around East Olive Road. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear with no major slowdowns. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze. Expect your slowdowns right after you get past the Gulf Breeze Hospital and the Whataburger. And that's going to clear up after Gondolier Boulevard. And Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect typical afternoon slowdowns. Blue Angel, Mobile Highway, Lillian, all looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pets Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The highest paid entertainers of 2022, according to Forbes magazine, is Genesis. Say what? Genesis? like why? Well, Genesis had a big release of their tour. But really, they sold all of their music catalog. So it wasn't even really the farewell tour as much as they sold their entire music catalog. And so you take that plus the farewell tour, plus other revenue streams and stuff. Genesis came in top. So they're not going to be like tops next year or the year after that or anything like that.
I don't even know who that is. I mean, I'm assuming it's an older band. I'm sorry, but yikes.
From the 80s. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's this really old band.
Not really old. No, not really old. coming in number two for similar reasons, Sting. He brought in $210 million last year because he sold his entire catalog. Then Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry came in next. So $175 million. He's an actual billionaire now. I did not realize that. Coming in fourth, this is a surprise to me, mainly because I didn't know about a contract that they signed with Paramount. The South Park creators, Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They came in $160 million. They signed a deal with Paramount in 2021, guaranteeing them $935 million over 6 years. Wow. Simpsons creators, they made a lot of extra money because Disney's acquisition of Fox. And Brad Pitt came in sixth. That's right. Apparently he sold, I didn't know this, he sold his stake in the production company Plan B. And so selling his stake in that, plus making money off the movies that he's already did, Bullet Train, Babylon, The Lost City, made money, a lot of money that way as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to today's Sound of the Pockets real quick, liquor sales passed beer sales for the first time ever in the United States last year. Kind of a surprise right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Okay, we know that Mitch McConnell had a hard time trying to get the, you know, he had some pushback and trying to become the majority leader for the Republicans. And guess what? This is how much this guy's not liked. Mitch McConnell's favorability rating is worse than George Santos. You know, the liar, liar, pants on fire guy. He has a better favorability rating than Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican leader in the Senate.